الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Democracy of religion from Imam Khomeini's point of view. If the Honorable Prophet took over the responsibility of the Caliphate, it was about Allah, the Almighty and Exalted Allah appointed His Holiness as the Caliph. His Holiness Imam Khomeini strongly emphasized the role of people in government and their right over the rulers. He would always warn the authorities about safeguarding rights of the nation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Spring of Truth. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi. One of the point of views of Imam al-Khomeini that was recorded in him saying, our nation sacrificed itself from 6-month-old children to 80-year-old men in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was an imitation of the history's great man, His Holiness, the Master of the Martyrs. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam set the criteria for sacrifice. No doubt about that. But then it is up to the people to walk on his path. Imam al-Khomeini, radwanullahi alayhi, when he talks about the revolution in Iran, he said sacrifices has to be made, and people were willing to make these sacrifices. The nation of Iran and the Islamic Republic of Iran, it did not exist out of thin air. It did not come by itself. It did not magically appear. If you go to the beginning and the initial source of this revolution and this power, you'll find out the foundation of this nation, the foundation of this revolution, was in fact the sacrifices that was made by the people themselves. And they gave a huge sacrifices.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
They gave life in order for this nation to live. Literally, they gave their own life to feed the growth of this nation, the Islamic Republic. You can see that Imam Khomeini says, we gave sacrifices from the 6-month-old baby, in the same as Imam al-Hussein did. We gave even older men at the age of 80, in the same of the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And all these sacrifices were given for the sake of the Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolution. And they were given happily and gladly. Why? Because it was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that Allah wanted us to shed our blood, but Allah wanted us to live an honorable life. A life where we are not subjected to humility, we are not subjected to tyrants, we are not subjected to people taking our rights and taking our resources. So in order to fight my family, to fight for my family, for my kids, and for generations to come, I have to give sacrifices. Imam Hussein did give sacrifices, which will last until the Day of Judgment. The Islamic Revolution has also gave such sacrifices, and inshallah it will last until the appearance of our 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salamullah. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.
Every night and every day,
every night.